Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna on News Talk.
Now, speaking of food and food choices, Gemma McGuinness is a footballer with Bournemouth and a performance nutritionist. She held a workshop recently on how to create a performance kitchen, and she joins me on the line now. Gemma, you're very welcome.
Claire, thanks very much for having me on again.
Because you train and play with a professional club, you know how environment can shape success, but you feel that people can transfer this to whatever their own personal setup is.
Absolutely. And that's definitely one of the ideas that has come from this performance kitchen, is that if we step away from our sporting environment where we're very focused on results and doing the best that we can when we're in that context, if we can step away and still have a very similar mindset that we can support our environment, whether we're getting into the car, we're going back into the kitchen, and we're still able to think of the things that are going to help us get the best out of whether it's the training that we're doing or sport, to make sure that we are recovering well, we're performing well, and we're still helping ourselves out in whatever that we're doing outside that environment.
Do you think people underestimate the power the kitchen can hold when it comes to making healthy choices and supporting themselves and their well-being as best they can?
It's definitely possible. The performance kitchen actually came from, we started to notice a number of patterns come from our client data. So we'd built out, this is about 5 years ago now, we'd built a nutrition knowledge assessment. So it was a knowledge and behavior assessment. And we started to notice that knowledge was actually quite high when it came to food education. It was quite low in sports nutrition, but people knew where to get foods, what kind of sources that they came from. But we started to find that cooking skills, planning, behaviors, attitudes, and relationship with food were the areas that people needed the most support with to allow them to be consistent. So it's trying to get into this idea that if we step into the kitchen, there's so much that we could do with our environment that would help us to find it more enjoyable, to make it more accessible. If we have the right tools, if we have the right mindset, and if we build the performance kind of system within our own home, it will allow us to make those better decisions. So it's definitely a huge opportunity.
Are you talking about people who might be in a running club, going to the gym, or even just performance in all areas of life, that if you're feeling at your best and fueling yourself correctly, you can show up as a parent in your job, in your relationship, in your social life, because you have the energy you need?
Without a doubt, that's where all of this comes in. I suppose I speak in the sports context, just that's, well, I'm living that way. And the majority of my clients are in sport. But what I'm also seeing now is that more and more people are, they're training. They have a training schedule like an athlete. Like, they're getting into running, but they're doing a lot of running. They're doing huge miles across the week. But then their lifestyle isn't supporting the amount of training that they're doing. And that's where you run into injuries. And, you know, if you're not fueling, you're not recovering, it's so much easier to maybe speak to an athlete that recognizes they might have the space and the time to support their training schedule. But if you've just taken up a huge amount of training, you do need to kind of assess, is there space for the recovery so that you avoid these potential injuries further down the line? And that comes from the same type of mindset, the decisions that you make outside, so that you still have, you know, stress managed, you've got enough time for sleep. Otherwise, you can't keep that intensity up. It's all stress. It's stress.
Yeah, which is why it's so important to let go of the dieting mentality, because when you're in the mindset of eat less and then burn it off with the exercise, that's just not enough for your body. I love at the gym I go to at the end of any class, the instructor, and she's actually the owner of the gym, will say, "Now make sure today, lots of water, lots of food." And I just think it's such a simple sentence, but it's so powerful, because, you know, you have put your body under strain. What are some of the foods then, the staples people should have in their kitchen and in their cupboards that they can lean on? Because I would assume, even though you're talking about Tupperware and setting up in advance, you don't think people should be, you know, living out of Tupperware or, you know, constantly meal prepping and living only on brown rice, chicken breasts and broccoli. That seems to be the staple.
The themes. No, definitely not. Going back to trying to keep it exciting and fun, and just knowing how you can adjust meals and ingredients to make them a lot more palatable and enjoyable is a huge part of it. So after you've got the tools, you're set up and you actually can prepare the meals, is the system that you have around you. So that is getting the food shop done. Some of the foods and ingredients that can support is going to be broken down into getting your protein sources, your carbohydrates, and making sure that you've got, you know, plenty of colour in there as well to build out those meals. We would kind of try and map it to a training week. And one of the frameworks that we use is play, pause, perform. So it just helps people to recognise play is about, you know, going to the gym, moderate training sessions. Pause are your recovery days, the days that you're trying to recover from those intense sessions. You're less active, but you're maybe going out for the walk. And then perform. They're the days where high intensity, your heart rate's elevated, you're working hard. You're going to need more carbohydrates on those days to support that type of training. So that's where you might start to introduce maybe your breads, your cereals, your cereal bar right before a training session, bananas, more dried fruit, things that are easy for your body to use that energy. And those pause days, the recovery, that's where you can start to look at, now I have an opportunity to increase fiber intake, introduce omega-3 fatty acids, your eggs, your avocado, nuts, seeds, peanut butter, oils are going to be much more supportive in those kind of lower intensity days, or the days we're just maybe doing moderate exercise.
Yeah, and the more you have in your cupboards, in your freezer and in your fridge, the easier it is to just reach.
Absolutely.
And make that happen. Well, this was an online workshop that you did, and I know you plan to do more. If people want to see what's coming up, you can go to verusperformance.com. That's VEOUS, verusperformance.com, where yourself and Daniel Davey will be setting out lots more like this. I'm sure, Gemma, people are like, well, we just need Gemma in our kitchen telling us what to do. But no, we can be empowered to do this for ourselves, can't we?
Absolutely. That's what it's all about. We might help you out at the start, but it's up to you then.
Maybe one of these days we'll get you into the kitchen. Gemma McGuinness, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks very much, Claire.
Alive and Kicking with Claire McKenna. Sunday morning at 8 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.